the second paragraph of Chenoch. Uksiv, Yasser bincha kiyesh tikva. Give your kid Musar. Yasser is not Musar, it's more than that. What? Discipline. But then there is hope. But I'm Misa Altis and Avshecha, so he explains, but don't hit him enough that he could die. The Medrash, a Tyre Nikmas of Amchas Torah. Tyre is acquired 48 ways. Yasser bin Ayva Tama Tyre, one of them is to discipline your kid for Tama Tyre. But I just let it for Bachris. There's hope and there's a future. Shenema Yasser bin Chuchiyash Tikva. Yamre Bishmal Yasreyim Divrei Tyre. Discipline him with Tyre. This is the Tlayim Bishinish of Gehenim, blessed love him. To save him from Gehenim. Uchsev, Yvelis Kshura Belev Nar. Foolishness that is tied to the heart of a young, of the youth. Shevet Musar, a rod of discipline, Yachi Kenami Menu, will distance it from him. The Medrash Amar of Zvita, Shivto Shal Tyra Mesira Mimeno. The rod of Tyra is removed from him? Will remove it from him. Mzacha Adam L'Shevet Musar Haritayv. If he's Zaycha to a rod of discipline, meaning if he's disciplined when he's young, that's good. And love, if not, Harry Malkus Bezen. Unfortunately, he might be disciplined by Bezen. Who the Amra Masul L'Chakim Ebremiza. A muscle to the smart ones with a hint. The Shatra Ebremiza. The foolish people, you have to warn them with a fist. And Zach Adam, I guess that's where Dailach Kima Ebremiza comes from, or at least a similar thing. The person is Zaycha, he has the rod of Tyra. And Lav, having Shevet Malchus, he has the rod of Malchus. Train the child along his way. Gam ki yaskin layasim imenu. When he gets old, he won't leave him. Pirish around bag. Api aderach ashim in hagai betivah lelechaz bay. Do it according to the way that his minik and his nature can go. L'chashvay to accomplish.
Yes, to be able to think and accomplish.
That's a good sign. Behind the Lidrish Mad, Yelet, the Luchat all of Yaisim Yechaltai. Don't ask your kid to be gone at 8. You know, he can wait till he's 9. He doesn't have to become the gone at 8. You know, as a Mechanach, this is a problem that we had. A Mechanach have with certain parents. You know, all different kinds of parents you get when you're a Mechanach. Some kid, people have no patience for their kid to become the God of Yisrael. Like, why isn't he learning Taisus yet? Because he can't read Gemara. That would be one good reason. But that's not, you know, again, but that's part of what he means. The Medrash Shamra Blazerayim Rechakan from Bidcha to Nar B'Divri Taira. You train your kid when he's young in Taira. When it's God for man, he grows in Dan V'Hailach and he goes in Amagam Kiyaskin L'Yasim Yimeno. Like a calf. Loyal for Raja. They did not learn.
What does Gam mean?
What? Also.
Also.
Also, when he's older, it won't leave him. Meaning, even though you're training him now, it'll have results later.
He says even.
Even, okay. Even, also.
Even when he grows older.
Yeah, okay, even is better than also. You're right. Rabbi Yeshua Imeka Hadotzor still like this calf. The Yalvar Raja doesn't learn how to plow. When it gets older, it gets harder. Because you don't train when you're young, it gets harder. Like me, if you wanted to teach me music now, you'd be wasting your time. Kids who learn music have an easier time. Adults who try to learn music, well, that's what happens. Bukada Ubrisid the Karma, like this branch of a vineyard. The aimless lad club of Yossi at the retiva. If you don't bend it while it's soft, the kasha yad yachol. When it gets older, you can't do it. Right? And he translates that. Uksev atim the minar musar. Do not hold back discipline. Kisakenu b'shevet layomus. Hit him with a rod, he's not dying. Atim b'shevet takenu, you hit him with a rod. B'navshe b'shel tatsu. And you'll save his nefesh from going to Gehenna. You will stop right here. Next assembly will continue on Monday morning, hopefully with a clearer voice. Okay, we are up to... I turned on the recording. they're up to Shmuel v'Tamidei d'Rav. Across from Taisa's B'Pukta, 1.5 lines down. Shmuel v'Tamidei d'Rav, Rabbi Yehuda v'Yasri. Shmuel, Rav's Talmidim, and Rabbi Yehuda. Interesting that Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned separately. He was Talmid d'Rav. Chav v'Av Amidbeis. Taisa's B'Pukta, 1.5 lines down. Shmuel, the Talmidim of Rav, Rav Yehuda, Aviyasi. Shmuel, the Talmidim of Rav, and Rav Yehuda were sitting. Again, Rav Yehuda was a Talmid of Rav. He moved over to Shmuel. So maybe he no longer is called Talmid of Rav. That's why he's mentioned separately. I don't know why else. Chalav, the Azo, the Rav had two main Talmidim, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. When Rav died, I think he died 6 or 7 years before Shmuel, Rav Huna stayed in Sura, which was Rav's city, and he became the Reshiva. Rav Yehuda moved over to Shmuel and Arda, and then he succeeded Shmuel when Shmuel was Nifter. They moved to Yeshiva, but he was the successor. So Rav Yassi never said, Kalav Asur Rav Yaisa, Breder of Menashe, Medvil, Apayu. Rav Yaisa, the son of Rav Menashe, Medvil, was coming towards them. I don't know what Kalav Asur, I think it means he's going quickly. I think so. Anyway, Bali Vasi means that he's hurrying. Bali is a lesson of moving quickly. Amar, he said. Amar, I think Rabbi Yehuda said. Does anybody have an article here? What? Oh, okay, that's what I figured. Again, this is what happens. I don't have that Gemara here. Amri, they said, Asulan Gavra, the Minam Oe Bekila Dechetza. A person's coming here that we can push him away with a straw made out of wheat, meaning one of these straws that grow in the field. He's easy to slug up. Now, why did they say that? Why did they say, me, Umitri, you ask him questions and you can push him away, meaning he doesn't know answers. Now, why were they speaking disparagingly in front of, about him? You know what I mean? Hello? You know, why are you saying something negative? So the Mepharshim speak out because he was acting in a way that he, like, as an equal to them. He wasn't under their madrega, and he wasn't coming with deference. He was coming as, you know, quickly moving up, as if he's a Mandi Amar. So therefore they said, you know, here comes the person that we can slug up easily. Again, that's what the Mepharshim say. Does article say anything else at the bottom here? No. No, okay. Adachi Asi, he arrived. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel's master of Yosef Midville. My Amar Rav Bishoya. Can you tell me what Rav said about Ashoya? Amalei Hachi Amar Rav. Ein Taylan is Ashoya, Ela Medav Shokayama. You don't say, meaning, the only time you can say that Ashoya belongs to the baby that came out already is if the baby that came out was full term. Shokayama doesn't mean it has to be alive. Shokayama means, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Shokayama means, had it been full term, it would have survived. Meaning it has to be a complete baby. That's what Rav said. Shoya will only be attributed to the baby that came out. If the baby came out in a way that had it been full term, it would have survived. It came out early, therefore it came out not necessarily alive. It might have come out deceased, but had this, it was formed, it was fully formed. Then you say that the shoya that comes out later belongs to that baby. But if it would come out with a discharge that wouldn't have survived no matter how long it was in the mother's uterus, then the shoya is a different baby. It wouldn't be a shoya from that baby. Shoyas only come from completely formed babies. That's what it's saying. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Bali Bossi, so I'm a Meyer lover, he was hurrying to come. To my Mali Ditvi, that we had a Gemara that he chased away the flies or the gnats when he had a relationship with his wife, Spirish Megarish. Midville, same outcome. Begila Bechitza, Kaloimer Beshailas Boatas, with a few questions. It's easier to ask and push him off. That he wouldn't know to answer. Let's listen to this Rashi. The Rashi is Shekiyaitza by Miskayim. That a baby the same term, if it would be full term, would live in Hayayim Hayachadashav Kalu. If it would be a complete pregnancy, it would have survived. The Mute, Shimpila Dover Shain Royal Labrius and Shama. If it was Mapo, something that's called the Gufatim, one thigh in the middle, the Gufatim, or something missing, and my palace may be Machai Vive. The Arak Akapila show you. I feel a bit like Gimbo Kashashas Labarach. Even within 3 days, like yesterday we said, the Rav said that the first 3 days after a Nepho, it's the same baby. And if it's a living baby, then we don't say after 3 days. That's what Rav said. So here, Rabbi Yishev is adding a new twist, that even when we say a Nepho is 3 days, it's only a Nepho that would be considered a baby that would have lived had it made it full term. But a Nepho that's Gufatim, or a Behemoth Hive, that has no chance of survival anyway, the Shulya is not attributed to that, even if it comes out within 3 days. Now, whether it comes out immediately, is it different? I would say yes, but I don't know for sure. So Shmuel turned to the Talmidim of Rav. He wanted to know if this is true. Did Rav ever say this? They said, yes, Rav said it. So he gave Rav Yehuda a sad look. Meaning, Rav Yehuda, you tell me everything Rav said. You didn't tell me this. I should have heard this from you. You know it. The Raya is everybody's agreeing that Rav said it. So why wasn't I told this? Especially, okay, no Raya, but Rav Yehuda is the one that quoted Rav before. But Shmuel gave him that, I think, Bishus he translates as sad. What does he translate it as?
Askance.
What? Askance, okay. So, Klashi, Chazil Rav Yehuda Bishus, the Shama B'Leam and Hale, he heard it and didn't say it. Okay. So, the Gemara writes, the boy, my name, Rav Yehuda Ben Shaul, my Rebbe. Rav Yehuda Ben Shaul asked Rebbe, I'm a pelas the mus ayre vishoya. A woman that miscarries an ashoya. Meaning, the shoya came out with the raven. So, Krashi, Mahu. So, Krashi, what is the shayla? Mitalinan shoya by rave. Do we say that the shoya is a afterbirth of the raven? Woman expelled a raven and a shoya. What is the status of that shoya? Amalai ain't Tyler and Badavashes Bamina only Tyler in things that have a shoya. Meaning animals and humans have shoyas. So if the shoya comes out with the animal or with the human looking like, then we can say the shoya from them. But birds have no shoya. So if the woman expels a bird and a shoya, then the shoya is another baby. That's what you know, even if it comes out immediately. Rashi, she asked me, an Adam Behem of Achaya, of Eifle. So he asked them, this is Rabbi Yaisi Ben Shaul asking Rabbi. He asked them the next Shaila, Shoya Ksurabai. What if the Shoya is attached to the raven? Does that change things? Mau. Amalai, Tavashayna Shalpa. You ask a question that's impossible. A bird will never come out with a shoya. It won't happen. It won't be tied to it. There'll be a shoya, but that's another baby. Attached means it's itself. It never happens. Birds don't have shoyas.
But it's
a bird-looking thing. So Rebbe is saying a bird-looking thing will never come out with a shoya. Again, I'm reading it. I want to wait 2 minutes because the Gemara can ask a question. Hey, Sweat. I'm a palace mimbei mechai v'ayv. The shoya imoem. The Brisa says, a woman expels something looking like an animal or a bird with a shoya. When the shoya is tied, you don't have to worry about another baby. It says bird. and it says Surah. Rabbi said it's impossible. The Brisa says it's possible. And Harini Matu Aleihem Chaimish Nevlonis. And because we don't know whether the Shulya is a male or a female, so you have to think, maybe it's a male, maybe it's a female. Shani Aymer, what is the Havamina? Why would I think a baby is a different, is the Shulya is a different baby? Where is the baby? Where is the baby of the Shulya? Where is the Shulya of the first miscarriage? Right, it was Mapelos Mimbehe Mechaibayv, and a Shulya. So we say, if it's tied, it's the same. If it's not tied, it might be a new baby. So where's the Shulya of the first? And where is the baby of the second? You're telling me, let's say a Chaya came out. Chaya has Shulya. A Shulya came out, but not tied. So we say, oh, it might be a new baby. So where is the baby of the Shulya? And where is the Shulya of the baby? The baby that was supposed to be with the Shulya disintegrated. And the Shulya of the baby disintegrated. Since they're not attached to each other, we say maybe the baby and the Shulya, each one of the other, disintegrated. Chukta. So it slugs Rebbe up. Now this is a very hard Gemara. Rebbe Zatana, he wrote Mishnayos. And the Gemara is asking him from a Braitza. Wonderful. And the Gemara says Chufta. It's a very difficult Gemara. I saw one Mahalan, but I'm not even sure. I can't even quote it because I was uncomfortable. Yes, Doctor, you had a question.
No, I was just going to say that what Feit said would seem to be logically necessary from the sequence of the Gemara, that the assumption is that if there is this resemblance to a bird, it is of the nature of a bird,
right,
rather than the nature of a human fetus, in which case it would be impossible. They are oviparous.
Correct.
As opposed to humans. And that, you know, that would make it impossible.
Rashi, you're right. I mean, that's the Chaimish Nevelodis. Imzeh Zachar Chayshinan. Imzeh Zachar Chayshinan. Bring it back. Imzeh Zachar, comma, Chayshinan Dominikei Bahavi. If the birth was male, so then we say maybe the Shulya, which is a second baby, might be a female. Like Dominikei Bahavi Yahu the Shulya, but takes him to Zachar and the Keva. She has to be machmer the days of Tara v'Zachar. I'm sorry. Yeah, the days of Tara v'Zachar, the days of Tumah v'Nekeva. The Rabbanan Dami Amapel is Chayvai Ben Vlad. According to the Rabbanan, it's not even a baby. My Chomri Yekabai Vlad. Machmerina Lalala Meimer Leke Shum Vlad. Maybe there is no baby in the Shulya. We're not sure that there's a baby in the Shulya. There might be a baby in the Shulya. Therefore, we say, maybe there was no baby. Be'ela Dam Tayer. She gets no Dam Tayer. So she gets the short end of the stick. We say she might be in a cave up, and it might be nothing. Because a Bahim Mechai Vaif is not a later. The Shulya might be from the Bahim Mechai Vaif. And if it's from the Bahim Mechai Vaif, it's worthless. Meaningless. As far as the Meitum and Tara, according to the Rabbana. According to a mayor, Bahim Mechai Vaif is a birth. So for sure there's days of Tum and days of Tara. So you have to be machmer, days of Tara of a male, and days of Tumma of a female. But if you hold that Drabbanan, there is no birth. So the Chumra is, maybe the Shulya is another baby, female, and you get 14 days of Tumma. But you get no days of Tara, because maybe there was no other baby, and therefore she's a Nita, not a Yeletus. There's no days of Tumma, no days of Tara.
What's the difference with a figure comes out? It was a bird.
I mean, no offense, but we spent two blood arguing about why, whether this is considered a later or not.
In other words, how did it happen?
Talk to him. I mean, how it happened. The Rabbanish Lil made it happen.
That's a sermon to us, whether it's
again, you have to go. I'm not a Makomo.
It's the shape of that. It's not a real
bird. It's not a real animal. It's the shape of an animal.
I know that.
Okay. Again, happened, you know, as I heard it from my Rebbe, and they quote Rav Gifter saying, if I can understand God, then God's not God. My Rebbe used to say, people will imagine God as a Superman. So therefore they put limitations of humanity on him. He's not Superman. He's the Rabbi Shlomo.
How do you say that in Yiddish?
He didn't say it in Yiddish, he told it to me in English. He didn't say Superman. He said strong, you know, whatever. He spoke to me in English, my Rebbe.
No,
not Rosh Hashiva. But they, I heard from Rav Gifter, he said in Yiddish, I'm a devil's mate of my state, God is God, this can God. You can understand him, that he's not God.
The variant of the Brisker Rebel, he said, they turn the Abbas and Rosh into Abbas and babies, and then they ask questions. I personally, and I think I can find sources in the Maharal towards the they have a hard time dealing with all of this, except in terms of thought experiments, Gedanke experiments. It is the idea that a bird flew up into the
universe. No, nobody said that.
Yeah, no, but that's...
It looks like a bird. That's all the Gemara said.
Not only it looks like a bird, it has the biology of a bird.
Yes.
It cannot have a placenta.
Right.
So that's what seems to be...
Doctor, you know, we're going to have this machlokes in Eretz Yisrael for the next 50 years, so let's leave it alone and let's argue about it for the next 50 years.
Dying first.
Okay. Now, here, we run into a big shaila. Rav said, a living baby, shoya comes out right away. There is no other baby. That's what Rav said yesterday. If it's a living baby, the next vlad would come out right away. If it comes out 10 days later, it's not a vlad. It can't be a new vlad.
The shoya of the original.
Yeah. It has to be the shoya of the original. That's what Rav said. The nepho can be another vlad. If it's a, this Gemara says that the shoya came out after 10 days. Okay, this is not a shoya. The next Gemara is a shayla. The Amru Taylan, Ela b'shoya b'achil, that's a new thing. Some trashy. I didn't finish all the Rashi. The baby of the Shoya disintegrated. And the Shoya of the baby disintegrated. That it could be tied to the bird. The Rabbi, who said it's impossible. Okay, now. So they told us I show you the blood at Asara Yamim. They said it's not a new baby up to 10 days. Now Rav would say that, okay, Rav would agree to that. I'm sorry.
Who came out first?
Abba, I'm sorry. The Layam Rutailin of Ashoya Abacha blood. The only time we say that it's part of the baby that came out is if the baby came out first. But if the Shoya came out first, it's a different baby. Rashi?
Even if it was a
vlad
baby, it was a shoya before the baby came out.
Even if it's a vlad baby, right? That's the Gemara, right? Amar Rabbi, Bechon Amar Rabbi Yechonim. Ma'isa betalu was a shoya bevlad at chav gimu yamim. 23 days later, they said that the shoya is a vlad. Now, Rashi, Right. Now, the problem is, Rav said that if the Shoya comes, right? That's what Rav said. It can't be even 3 days, we're not Thailand, right? By Nepho, we give it 3 days, Rav said. Afterwards, we say it's a different baby. If it's a living birth, we say, what? Sorry? Again, I'm going back to Rav yesterday. The Gemara said, my live baby, right? I said of my live baby, ain't a Vlad Misaka Valkaveri Klum. That if it would be an other baby, I don't want to mistranslate it. What did he say in that Gemara? Can you read me how he translates in a Vlad Misaka Valkaveri Klum? A middle of Chavav and Midbeis. No, right, I'm sorry. Okay, good. Nothing. Fine. My husband told us that you be glad I've come to my yama. I'm a Rabbi Yosef, I've come down with Amrit once. So Rabbi Yosef corrected him and said, you told us once 24, not 23. Just accuracy of the story. I'm Rabbi Akabed Ravavira. Rabbi Akabed Ravavira said, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. He changes Amr Rabbi Yitzchok to Amr Rabbi Yechanan. My husband is told us that Akabed Ravavira said, Amr a baby was born after its twin 33 days later. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lamed Dalet Amritlan. I remember you saying 34. Now, this is not like Rav, because Rav said there cannot be twins 33 days apart. Twins, living twins, can't come out 33 days apart.
What's the maximum it could be?
He says, Miyad, if they're living, the twin would come out right away. Shoya, we say, is from the original baby, but this is said two babies came out. Two babies can't come out. So the Rambam points out, so Tysus learns that Rav meant it's very uncommon. But it could happen. The Rambam learns that Rav argues on this statement. He says it never happened. Couldn't happen. So, again, Rambam learns that Rav argues, and Tysus says it's very infrequent. Very, very infrequent. So Rav doesn't take it into account. And Rabbi Yechon is telling you it once happened. That's a Gemara Vayitra.
Can we have a Gemara that says a pregnancy?
Can we wait 5 more minutes or 4 more minutes? That's a Gemara Vayitra. Yes. Honey, you come on, Dami, you let us, Letitia. You let us from the good time. Okay, so now. This is where the Ramban says his svara and Tysus sticks with his svara. However, the Ramban agrees that it is possible that a woman conceive twins and they progress at different rates. One is a 7-monther and one is a 9-monther. That's possible. Rav just said a woman can conceive once and then conceive again and have 2 pregnancies of living babies. Can't be. Because if she conceives, she can't conceive again and start a new pregnancy. However, Ramban explains, if the original conception was twins, they can develop at different rates. So a woman can theoretically have, the Gemara is going to say it happened, a 7-month baby, and then 2 months later have a 9-month baby. Now over here we have an issue. 7 months, Rashi and Chumash tells us, is anywhere from day 1 in the 7th month to the end of the 7th month. So if a woman conceived whatever day of the month, 6 months and 1 day later, the fast-track pregnancy can come to fruition, come to a Gemar Vlad. Anywhere for 30 days. 8th month, the baby can't survive. The 9th month, the baby can survive. There's going to be a machloikus later on, whether 9th month means 8 plus or 9 complete.
Does it get
the same? Does it get the same? By the 7th month, Rashi and Chumash tells us, and Rashi got it from Chazal, he didn't make it up, that in the 7th month, a baby can survive without being a complete 7. By the 9th month, it's a machlokes. So if you learn that in the 7th month, they can be partial, and in the 9th month, they can be partial, so then 33 or 34 days apart from each other can be one is in the 7th and one is in the 9th. But if you learn that 9th has to be complete, there's no way that one can be a 7 and one can be a 9 34 days apart. Dr. Gemara Hani, Yechalaman Damar, Yeletis, Letitia, Yeletis, Limbukutoyan, can give birth part. Mishkachas la'echad nigmer tzerasa l'saif shiva. V'yechad nigmer tzerasa l'tchilas tisha. One, had at the seventh, one at the ninth. And Laman told me, you let us with Tishrei and you let us with Kutoyim. Ma'i kilameimar. It's impossible. So the Gemara, Epil Shemaitza. According to that man, the Yama, you have to turn it around. It was Mamet Gimel Lashoya. And Chavda Gimel Levad. The two babies were 23 days apart. They were both 7 month babies. One was 6 in one day, and one was 6 in 24 days. You would have to turn the stories around. There wasn't a 34 day break. It was a 23-day break, or a 24-day break. Yes, doctor?
Now, you're quoting Rav as saying that a woman cannot become pregnant while pregnant.
Correct.
Is this Machlokas Tanayim? Because I thought that there was concern when a woman has sexual relations.
This is, the Rishayim asked this question. The Gemara is going to say, Hey, Nisha Misaberes, or Chisaris Misaberes, but we see by that a woman that's pregnant is supposed to be careful not to become pregnant again. So if I remember correctly, I might be wrong, the Rishayim answered she cannot have a live pregnancy, the second one. One of those babies won't make it. If she becomes pregnant again, one of those babies will be dead. Usually the first, but that's not the gay.
In which case, what's the concern?
That we had a baby born 34 days later, live, two live babies.
No, but I'm saying about her having relations while she's pregnant.
Because one of the babies will die. You're killing a baby.
Well, it is, at worst, a big grumma.
The Gemara says that a Mubera should use a Mayach Shema Tasa
Ubrasanto.
That's the Gemara I just said. They'll kill the baby.
I was trying to remember. I thank you. I do remember saying that, but the memory plays true.
There was a story that one living baby was born 3 months after the other living baby. It's not a fairy tale. They're sitting in this base medrash, she said. Who are they? Maninu, Yehuda v'cheski b'nei Rebchia. Rebchia had two sons born 3 months apart. That's why the Ramban says, obviously, even Rav who says that births of twins have to happen simultaneous, it's only if one is pregnant and then a new one won't be alive. Masha'en Kane, if they conceive at the same time, one can be a 7 month and one can be a 9 month. And Taisa says that it happens. But very, very infrequently, that's what Rob meant. Yes, doctor?
If they're born 3 months apart, one cannot be a 7th, one cannot be a 9th, one cannot be a 9th.
No, again, 6 in one day and total 9. 6
in one day.
Rashi. Han Yechil Amand Amag Zayin Lekam Pesef Lusim. Zayv Zayin. Yayim or Yemayim. Rashi says 1 or 2 days. What does the Bach say? B'sayv chaydish. Zayin, the chayyid can live. And the b'chilas tisha, yayim echa b'chaydish, tabu l'lam and gimel. Elamad, I'm any lettuce from time. But if you tell me the 9th month has to be a complete month. Hegi mishkam zlo tavaya b'chaydish ashvi. Lenka l'mei me l'chaydish kula hayu. I'm sorry. Hegi mishkam zlo tavaya. B'chaydish ashvi lenka l'mei me. You can't say both are 7 months. The chaydish kula hayu l'havi. You don't have a 33-day month. If you're saying one is at the end of 9, 7 and one is at the end of 9, Treyek is more than 34 days. Right? An 8th month baby can't live. They lived. It was 23 between two live births. One was at the beginning of 7, one at the end of 7. The Lekula Ami, a letter to Zion, a letter from Kutayim. Everybody agrees that during the 7th month, it can be anywhere in the 7th month. Hamamar, that's my term. Period. Frank to Gemara, Hamamar, how could a woman become pregnant 2 times to have a baby at the end of 7, at the end of 9? Mishnayim. It was one drop of zera that split into two, and echad nigmar zerasa b'tchilu zayin, ve'echad b'saif tas. That means it was a simultaneous pregnancy, not a pregnancy after a pregnancy. Yes.
This actually was a dominant theory going into the 18th century. When Leidenreich, who invented microscopy, first looked at semen under a microscope, what he saw was little homunculi in the heads of the sperm on the point. And it's also why Esther, I think Esther was referred to as Carthage, when he referred to as Carthage, it's simply to see carrying a fully preformed fetus arrived in the woman. It was like planting wheat seeds in the plant.
I will not agree to that, John. I didn't mind what you told me in the beginning because it went in one ear, went out the other ear, but you know my feet about the Gemara anyway. But the part about Esther Karkailam has nothing to do with her involvement in the creation of the baby. Karkailam means she didn't move.
No, during relationship.
That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything else.
Women are referred to as...
Because they don't move during the relationship. They're passive, not active.
No, I'm not talking about whether or not it's willing or unwilling. I'm talking about the whole theory of fertility. Was that the male seed simply went like wheat seeds into a plow?
No, the Chazal don't hold that way.
Okay.
Because Chazal say Ish Mazriya Tchila and Isha Mazriya Tchila.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Chazal recognized that the woman has a big part in what creates the baby.
What's
Karkaila means that during the relationship, a woman is not active. She's the passive participant in the relationship.
But she'd still be Masriya Zera?
Absolutely. That's internal. That's not her activity. That's an automatic. Every woman is Masriya Zera once a month.
But you have this Tipa Achas that split into two.
Mm-hmm.
Are the babies weaker?
Honestly, I was not the pediatrician at that time, so I can't tell you.
Actually, B-O-B-G-Y-N.
Or the one that checks the babies is the pediatrician, so I said pediatrician. I didn't see their Apgar test, if I remember correctly. It's called the Apgar test.
What if Apgar is absolutely correct? Was that pediatrician spoke to Rebbe? Was he Jewish?
I can't tell you. I wasn't there.
Nobody told you that Rebbe should become a doctor. Some pediatrician told Rebbe you should be a doctor.
It wasn't a pediatrician. It was a regular doctor, MD, a regular older person doctor.
Is he still around?
I highly doubt it. He would be like 150 by now. Not enough 150. I was 17. 50, I was 15. Then it goes back. Yeah, he would be in over 120 probably, or very close.
I want to
send him a letter. I don't know.
That means she's laying there or she's fighting still.
No,
anything?
She's not doing anything.
Not even fighting.
Not fighting.
Would that be participating?
No, because that would get her killed.
But other than that...
Again, the Gemara says that a woman does not have to be Meiser Nefesh in order to avoid a relationship with her man because she's not active. And the Torah only makes a person be Meiser Nefesh for activity, not for passivity. Passivity, whatever the word is.
Being passive. Although, well, how do you interpret then the Pasuk which says, because she did not cry out, that implies that she becomes...
So Tysus discusses that in a few places in Shas. Because there it's a question whether she was a willing participant or not. So a crying out is a euphemism, if that's the right word, for saying that we know that it wasn't willing, or we're in doubt whether it was willing.
Simon would be better than you.
Okay.
But in which case, so yelling out is not considered to violate the idea of karka?
No. Yelling out is what a woman would normally do when she's being forced.
Right.
Yeah, she is karka, but it doesn't make a difference. Then you don't need karka. She's an idol. We're talking about Esther that willingly went and submitted. And the Gemara said she didn't do anything wrong because she was Karka Olam.
So by going, she can still be Karka Olam.
Again, Karka Olam is during the relationship.
In other words, she voluntarily went?
Well, didn't she?
Yes.
No, the last time she voluntarily went.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not talking about.
The first time she was summoned on pain of death.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the last time. Absolutely.
Absolutely. That was the difference between the last time and all the other times.
However, having said that, the Achrayim talk about if a woman is in if a city is in danger, and if a woman says, "I will go and offer myself to General so and so, so he should spare the city," is she allowed to do it? So many Achrayim, most Achrayim, speak machlokes, say no. I, Esther, did it. Esther did it. Api Navi. That's what they say. So this gets involved, and this is not, we're not learning Sanhedrin now. See Sanhedrin, I believe, 73 or 74b, and we'll discuss it, Merchant Shem, next time around when we get to Sanhedrin. We'll move on now.
This relates to why there's a debate about whether or not Yael was Jewish or not Jewish.
Who?
Yael.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Okay. So I know I'm going to stop here because of my voice, and we have the two dots, and that's where I was planning to go anyway. So you can change the test to Chav Zayin Amid Aleph if it's still changeable. Chav Vav Amid Beis. Because I didn't know how far I was going to get. I never know on Wednesday morning what time of Tuesday afternoon where am I going to get to.
But the test question, I guess it doesn't.
That's not true.
Including Rob and all this, part of the question about at what point can it surely be another baby?
There we have.